Time now for tips for hardy gardeners. Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. I got it. He's also our host for tips for hardy gardeners. So you must have been, TK, you must have been one of those people that was complaining about the 90-degree temperatures, and now look what you've done.
I assure you I was not one of those people. I was, from a gardening perspective, celebrating that warm weather. Although I was wishing for a change as far as the moisture because we were pretty dry.
But there's got to be a happy medium between 90 and dry and 48 and rain, doesn't there?
I would think so.
Wine, snivel, snivel. See how I am. So we're getting close to harvest time, hey?
Yes, we are. Yes, and folks have already started harvesting. I mean, lots of things coming to fruition, so to speak, in the garden. We're seeing folks already harvesting lots of tomatoes and potatoes, and of course, peas and beans like crazy, and zucchini and pumpkins and squash, and it goes on and on and on. People, because of that heat that we had, if you could get water to your gardens, if they were at your home or an off-site area, if water was really the limiting factor, it certainly wasn't sunshine. We had a beautiful July and August for sunshine, but water was really that limiting factor. So if you could get it to your garden, folks' gardens did very well this year. And seeing that really in some of the things that people are producing. I helped with a garlic harvest a couple of weeks ago for the Duluth Community Garden Program.
A garlic harvest?
Yes.
And people have not invited you to parties yet, I bet.
Well, that comes in a bit. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was helping hang them in a garage, and I was almost overcome with the smell of garlic.
By fumes.
I had to step out of the garage. I was woozy from the fragrance that the garlic bulb emits.
Yeah, but now you know who's a vampire and who's not in your circle of friends.
That's true.
The people who showed up to help, they're safe. Yeah. The people who said, no, I can't. I'm washing my hair. Those are the ones you need to be suspicious of.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of people then.
Okay, just saying. So when we get close to back to school, you get close to your tomato program. Temporarily, you get close to the program because I know it's near and dear to your heart always.
Yeah, our harvest festivals are going to start showing up here in the next couple of weeks with school starting not too far from now, in a couple of weeks, and even some schools this week, but we have organized through the Garden Flower Society, or helped organize through the Garden Flower Society, harvest festivals and celebrating the tomato, and our good friend who passed away a few years ago, Ray Piccinato, who was affectionately known as the Tomato Man. And this is really an effort, a multi-pronged effort, and we're working with the school district and several others. It's about teaching kids where food comes from, where gardens come from, or things in them come from, and how to grow things. So it's been a process of encouraging kids to garden, and then sort of a culmination of that is the kids bring in things they've grown or helped grow for a harvest festival at the school, and then society members come in and judge entries, and everybody gets really nice ribbons, and the school does a celebration around it, and oftentimes has a potluck or a food tasting or family night at the school that revolves around it as well. So
it must be a really cool experience to watch kids who have seen, let's say, tomatoes in the grocery store their whole lives to all of a sudden make the connection that, oh my gosh, there's a tomato growing in this pot that looks exactly like the one in the tomato in the grocery store. That's where they come from.
Yeah, exactly. And we've had kids that were shocked that that's where ketchup comes from. Is that tomato helps make ketchup? What?
Well, you know, we're not born knowing these things.
Right.
People got to point them out to us.
Yeah, and some great examples. We've had young folks who 8 to 10, maybe 10 years ago when we started this program, that are now owning small businesses that are helping people grow things, that the fire was kindled in them from this harvest festival that happened at their school many years ago, and now they're business people in the Duluth area that are helping others learn to grow. So
it's cool how that all comes around. Well, if folks want to get more information about that program, if they say, I've got something I want to contribute in some way, shape, or form, whether it's an idea or sweat equity, whatever it might be, the Duluth Garden Flower Society website, is that a good place to go?
Yep. That'll have information on it coming up, and it will also have there's a tab on there that if you want to ask a question looking for a response, you can hit that and send it, and I or somebody within the society will respond back to you. So.
Fantastic. TK, it is always great to talk with you, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Have a good day. Stay warm.
I'm going to try. Tom Casper this morning. He's a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. Also our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.